on the Mishnah Yud Ches on the base. Stam Nidorim Lahachmir. We'll see what the Gemara explains what Stam Nidorim are. Pasha, the person made a nether, and you could explain it one way or the other. And we're not sure if you explain what he said one way, then he has a nether, and the other way he doesn't have a nether, you have to be Machmir. Uperushom Lahakim. And there's two ways of learning Perushim, see from Rashi. One way is that the person tells us afterwards that this is what I meant, then we believe him. And you could be Mekel, believe him into Mekel. Or if at the time he made the nether, he explained what he meant, then that for sure is Lahakim, that we go even in Lekulath. We'll see the Mishnah gives examples. Hareya like a Basar Maliach. Person made a nether. This piece of bread should be to me like basar maliach, salted meat. Kiyayin neser. So im bishel shlomim nodar osir. If he meant to say like basar maliach, you have to salt the korbanos, and the shlomim even needs more salt because you have to preserve for 2 days. So basar maliach can refer to a shlomim, and a shlomim is a dover hanidar, and a neder is only chal on something that you can asher by a neder. You have to make it osir. But something that's osir by itself, right, you can't be matfis, this should be like that. You can't say this bread should be like chazer. Doesn't, but this bread should be like a carbon, yes. So if he meant, right, we don't know what he meant. As he said, it should be like basar maliach. So was he referring to a shlamim, and then the bread is osir? Right, im bishal avodas chachavim, nader mutter. Or he meant it should be Masar Maliach, because the of the Avodah Zorah used to salt their meat also for Avodah Zorah. Then it's Dover Ha'aser. That's not Dover HaNidor, that's Dover Ha'aser. Therefore, it's no Neder. Vim Stam Aser. If he didn't say one way or the other, so if he was Mefarish, Lishlamim, or then it's Aser. If he was Mefarish for Avodah Zorah, it's Mutter. Vim Stam Aser. But if we're not sure, he didn't say one way or the other, then it's also because you have to go to Chumrah. Harayolai kecherim. Person said, this should be to me like cherim. So im kecherim shal shomayim osir. If cherim means what you're nadiv to the Bet HaKabayis, so that's dover hanidor. So it's also. The im kecherim shal kohanim mutter. But if it's a cherim shal kohanim, it's mutter, because kohanim can use whatever your machim shal kohen, he can use his money. He can do whatever he wants with it. And anybody else can have anything to do with it if the kohen lets him. So it's not osir at all. Vim stam osir. So if he was mefarish, then we go to chumra or the kula. But if he wasn't mefarish, we go to chumra. Harei like a meiser. Person, this should be to me like meiser. Im ke meiser behema no other osir. Meiser behema, you have to be matish as meiser. You have to call it the asiri. The mele, what's it called? It's a dover hanidor. Im shall goren mutter. If he meant meiser goren, that's not what's it called. That's a dover ha'osir. It's not something you have to designate. It's something that lechatchila is tevel, and then you have to separate the trumas and maisers. But you're not creating the truma and maiser. Truma and maiser is there from the beginning. Then it's mutter. Vim stamos. If you didn't say one way or the other, we're machmer, and we say that you meant maiser behema. Harleiak truma. Person says this should be to me like truma. Im ketrumas halishka no other osir. If he meant trumas halishka, which things that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash, right, or shkolim that you give, so that's something that you create the Isser, then it's Osir. The Im shall goren mutter, but regular truma is like Meiser. The Torah creates that Isser, not you. The Im stam Osir, if we're not sure, then it's Osir. Div Reb Meir, all this is Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, stam truma bi Yehuda Asura, right, stam truma in Yehuda is Osir, because there they usually refer to truma as truma salishka, because they're familiar with the Beis HaMikdash. Be Galil, where it's far away from the Beis HaMikdash, mutter, she'ein anshe Galil makiris truma salishka. When they say truma, they mean truma of, what's it called, of the Kohanim, not truma salishka. Stam charomim bi Yehuda mutarim, stam cherim in Yehuda, mistama he meant cherim to the Kohen, but be Galil asurin, she'ein anshe Gal makiris chamre Kohanim. Because there, they don't, it's not usual to have Cherme Kohanim. The Kohanim are usually around Yerushalayim and Yehuda, and therefore if he said Cherem in Galil, he probably meant not Cherme HaKohanim, but Cherme HaMikdash, which is Dover HaNidor. Okay, see Rashi. Stam the Dorim, the any odeh be'ezer in your nodder. We don't know what he meant, so we have to be machmir. Lahachmir does lean lechumra v'armin al kol dover another nodder. We say that he meant something that's osir. Uperushan avil im mefarish v'amr the v'dor of dover is another, but if he's mefarish, and we'll see, there's two ways: either at the time that he said it, or later on. Right? And he tells us that I meant the other thing, then it's mutter. Lahakil dahachiu kidikamer. Right, we accept that what he said is what he meant. Kate said, "Haomer kikar ze olai kibasa maliach im b'shal shlamim nadar ki shaylinim le." We ask him, "Omer al shal shlamim nadarta al shem basa shlamim shetzrichim melech d'si v'chol korban chamin korban minchas u'bemelech timlach." Right, and the Ran answers that shlamim needs even more melech because that's the last longer. The aliyin hamisnaseich al gabei hamisbech l'shamayim. What did you mean when you said kibasar maliach? You meant to say it should be like a shlamim. Yayin nesach should be like yayin that you put on the mizbeach. All of that is dover hanidur. So there it's osir. Osir shahari nadur bedover hanidur. The im al shal shem yayin nesach shal avodis kochavim. U kibasar maliach davodis kochavim mutar shahari nadur bedover osir. And if he tells us, no, I meant, it should be like avodis zora, then it's mutter because you can't be matvis b'dover ha'asr, only b'dover ha'anidur. Vim stam, he says, I don't know what I said. Domer ein yodua li im al shem shamayim al shem tuma nidnardarti. I don't remember what I meant. So then we're what's it called, asr. Di amrinan lo niskavin ze ele b'dover ha'anidur v'haynu stam lahachmer. Therefore stam nidorim are lahachmer. If we don't know what he meant. He says, I don't remember. I don't remember what I meant. I don't know. I just said to stop. Then it's awesome. Uperusha mahakel deim pirish va'omer l'shem avodas kochav nedar nemutar. And perusha means if he later on says, or at the time says, this is what I meant, then we believe him even mahakel. Loshen acher stam nedarim de'omer kikar zu alai kebasar maliach ukiyai nesach de'lo hisker lo l'shem shemayim v'lo l'shem avodas kochavim l'hachmer. Stam the Dorim means where he didn't say one way or the other when he made the nether. He just said Stam, Basar Maliach. Could be this way, could be that way, we're Machmer. Uperushon, the im mefarish b'shosh another. This is different than the first Perush. First Perush was that he tells us later, this is what I meant. Now, at the time he said, I'm making this Kibasar Maliach Shoshlami. So then for sure, it's what's it called, it's Asar. If he said Kibasar Maliach Shalavodazar, it's Mutter. That the shlomim need more melech. If he says it at the time, we go after what he said. Im kecherim shel shamayim nodar kegon shehitfis b'ma shehitish legavoa lekod shebedek habayis hilkachosu. If he says, I want this to be like cherim, meaning something that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash and it remains osur, so then that's something you create the osur and it's osur. Kecherim shel kohanim shehitfis kecherim shel cherme kohanim deceive kol cherim Yisrael lechoy yiyeh. Right, cherme kohanim machlokas whether stam cherim is cherim kohanim or cherim HaMikdash. Right, stam is like when a person says cherim, but here he's not making it cherim, he's making it kicherim. So the question is, did he mean kecherme mikdash or kecherme kohanim? And kecherme kohanim are not osir. The high have imam and kohanim, the mutter kechulin lechol divrayim. The kecherim you give to the kohen is not osir to anybody. It's just his money. You can't steal it from him, but anybody could be nehenah from it. La'achar sheboli ad kohen. Once it comes to the kohen, anybody could have hanah from it. V'din charon the first v'seches tmura. Im kecherim shel kohanim shemutter b'hanah la'achar sheboli ad kohanim. In order for Meiser Behema to be Kodesh, you have to be Makdashit L'Shem Meiser. This is Ho'asiri, and Mamela, I'm making it Kodesh as Meiser. Dim Shel Gorin, Meiser Dogen, Dover Ho'asir, the Meiser, Shem Meiser Truma, Bitvolim Osir. It's Osir already from when it's Tevel. Now that you separate, it remains Osir as Truma. Right, there's two ways of learning this. One way is, it's much like Rashi in a few places in Shas, that Tevel is Truma and Chula mixed together. And the only thing is you have to separate the Truma. Tosus asks on that, if that's the case, why can't a Kohen eat Tevel?
And the answer to that is that the Torah is only matter truma to a kohen after it's separated. For it separates also even to a kohen. But that's how Rashi learns, that tevel is truma and chulin mixed together, and you have to separate the truma. If you learn like that, then it's for sure. Since it's also betevel, it's already truma from the time that it grows. Just you have to separate it. But you didn't create the iser. But according to Tosfos, that tevel's a separate iser. It's not truma and chulin mixed together. Right? And you create the truma, but the maisa was also before you created the truma. Before it was also mishum tevel. Now it's also mishum truma. So you didn't create the iser. The iser was there from the time that it grew, even though it was a different iser. Trumas halishka, the hainu dover hanidur meikara, the mafreshu l'shkolin. Right, trumas halishka is where you mafresh your shekel or anything else that you're makdish lebedek habayis. She'ein anshe gol makirim betrumas halishka. The shahayu rechokim yishan, they're far away from shalayim. They didn't speak about trumas halishka. It wasn't something usual for them. Shein anshe gol makirim becherme kohanim. Similarly, anshe gol weren't usual to speak about cherme kohanim because it wasn't something that they had a contact with. Shalohayu kohanim beinayim. Right, the kohanim lived around Yerushalayim. Ukeshe machrimim ein machrimim el l'shamayim. When you're machrim, you're only machrim to they were machrim only l'shamayim. V'hasnan ragmar sofik nizirus l'hakil. Right, the ma'isa we our mishnah says stam nedarim l'hachmer. And it says in Taharos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis, that Sofek Nizirus Lahakim. Omrev Zera Lokashi, Horeb Elezer Horabonan. Right? The our Mishnah goes like what's it called, the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah in Nizirus, in Taharos, goes like Reb Elezer. Horabonan, the Tanya, Hamakdish Chayoso Behemto. A person says, I'm Makdish all my Chayos and Behemos. Hikdish is Hakoi. So the Rabbanan hold that we're machmir, and he's makdish even something that's a sofik behema sofik chaya, because it's either one or the other. And even though it's a sofik, a person intends to include the sofik. So shaila whether koi or kvi. Some say kvi, but the accepted usual yeshivish way is koi. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, koi is a sofik chaya sofik behema. What does he say? Koi. Yeah. Okay. And here also he says koi. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo hikdish esakoi. Rabbi Lezer says no. Even though he was makdish all his behemoths and chayis, he meant the vadei ones. But the person doesn't include something that's a sofik. Manda omer mono mayel esveika gufei nomi mayel. The rabbanan will hold that if you're going to include your money onto something that's a sofik and prohibit it, surely your body you include on something that's a sofik. Manda umra mamona lo ma'ayel sveika gufei nami koshkein lo ma'ayel sveika. And Rabbi Lezer holds that even your money you don't include in the sotik, and therefore the koi does not become what's it called kodesh. Similarly, your body also, you're not going to asher something on yourself, what's it called, if it's a if it's a sotik, like nazirus, you're not going to become a nazirus on yourself misotik. You didn't mean to be if it was a case of a sofik, Rashi. Vasnan sofik nazirus lahakil damrinu seches nazir hareni nazir imzehu ploni shabon negdi nazir. What's the case of sofik nazirus? A person made a nether nazirus. I'm going to be a nazir if the guy who's coming now is a nazir. You didn't know, okay? So the halach lo also she'en yodeya im nazirim lo, and the guy went away. He never got to us. And we don't know if he was a nazir or not. Right? Ain't no nazir. We don't know if he's a nazir or not. When nazirus hainu kinedarim, the hechitani stam nedarim lahachmer. There we say we're mekel. Since we don't know, the person never meant to include a case which was always a doubt. If it doesn't come to be clear, he never meant that to make a nazir if it's going to remain a doubt. Hamatish chayosu behem to shehikdish kol chayosu behem sheyeshlo. He's matish all my chayos and behemis. If he had a koi also, hikdish nami. The koi bechlav chayah behem. It's one of the two. It's either a chayah or a behema. So it's included. Even though there is a sheet that it holds in Tanoim that a koi is a berry, it's not a chayah, not a behema. But this Tana holds it's either a chayah or a behema, so it's included. Even though you don't know which one. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo hikdish is a koi. Telo ma'ayel inish mamon ne l'shveika. You don't include things that are doubtful. You meant anything that's for sure a behemah or a shura chaya. So it's a doubt, I'm not including that. The sofik hu, I min behemah min chaya. Me osu sveik alo aile lahartish bichlau chaya u behemah. That person doesn't have in mind to include things that are doubtful. The chihechi, the sphere, like lo ma'ayo memoni lo sveika, kol shikain, surely you don't put your body, make yourself a nazir where it's a sothik. The hech of the nazir, the yesh ben azir is sothik, lo havi nazir. Well, the didei sphere lay the stam azir is lahakol. Therefore, Abelezer is the author of our Mishnah. The author of the Mishnah in Taharis that says stam azir is lahakol is Abelezer, and the author of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan who say that stam azir is lahachmir. Okay.